Look, if there is one four-letter acronym that every parent hates to hear, it's that of SIDS. And our thinking on it's changed somewhat over the decades. And with some new research potentially changing the way we think about SIDS, we better have a look at it right now with Professor Roger Byard from the University of Adelaide. I guess, good morning, Roger. Firstly, our thinking on this condition has changed a lot. Can you sort of take us through basically where we've come from to where we're at now?
Well, yeah, Mark, it's changed a lot. I mean, we used to think that it was a disease with a cause, and we were looking for infections and all sorts of things, and nothing was really turning up. And then people started to think, well, maybe we can just look at risk factors. And that was the exciting development 20 years ago. You know, we realised that babies face down are at risk, kids exposed to cigarette smoke have problems. And by reducing those, I mean, we've saved about 6,000 babies' lives in Australia to date. So that was a tremendous success. But what's happening now, and what I'm involved in, is we're actually working out why the risk factors are a problem. And that's very exciting.
Well, I guess that number of 6,000 or so is in itself very exciting. But can you take us through some of the research now, Roger, is maybe getting us to save even more lives?
Well, finally, pathologists are getting out of their mortuaries, which is pretty special, and thinking about what's going on. And we've been looking at a part of the brain that controls breathing and heart rate. And there's a group in Boston, in Harvard University, with Professor Hannah Kinney. They've been looking at this chemical called serotonin. And they showed that there were reduced levels of serotonin in SIDS babies. And serotonin is necessary to respond to dangerous situations, you know, for example, where you have low oxygen. And so they came out with this. Now, our first study with them confirmed this. We used South Australian cases and we showed that the American data was actually correct. So that was pretty good. The next thing we decided to look at was this material called Substance P, which is a chemical like serotonin, but nobody had really looked at it. And so we examined SIDS babies and control babies and found that, yeah, sure, Substance P is reduced in areas that control your response to low oxygen levels, but it's also reduced in areas that control head and neck movement. And, you know, for decades we've been saying, why do these kids not move out of dangerous situations?
I think we've basically stumbled onto something there, haven't we?
Well, it's the biggest discovery of my, 30 years in the field. I'm really excited about it because it shows that these babies just can't move their heads. You know, it's only part of the equation because we do know that some babies die on their backs when their face and nose are not blocked. So it's part of the equation, but it explains why sleeping face down is such a problem. And it opens this whole area of, you know, can we get tests for this? Can we look at this in the future? Are there gene tests? Are there blood tests? Those are all possibilities, I believe.
So, Roger, you mentioned that one of the keys here is that low levels of serotonin. Is there something we can do to boost that up? And are there certain kids that may be at risk that we can try and give a little helping hand to in that regard? Or even the parents before you have kids?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really long way down the track. What I think we've got to do is try and develop tests to see which babies have low levels of serotonin or Substance P, because we then know that they're a particular risk. And so they're the ones we've really got to look after. You know, we can't afford to have them exposed to cigarette smoke. We can't afford to have them sleep face down or in soft pillows, that sort of thing. So they're the ones we've got to target. And that'll enable us to sort of separate out the kids that are really a great danger of dying of SIDS.
I guess it's similarly a case of getting some of those basics right and save some more lives, and then the research will tell another tale down the road.
Yeah, well, I think we've opened a door. I mean, over the past sort of 10, 20 years, people have looked at Substance P, but they've had really conflicting results. You know, it's been up, it's been down, it's been unchanged. And it's because they haven't been using good groups. You know, we've got a group of SIDS babies. We know they're SIDS babies. They fulfill the definition. We've done death scene examination. So they're very good cases, and we've got good controls. So it's about as pure as you can get. And when we put that in, it was all blinded, and you know, then pressed the button and said, what does it show? Lo and behold, there is a problem with Substance P.
Roger, I can pretty much tell you're excited to make the next step on this. So if you had a breakthrough, please let us know down the road. But thanks for sharing a bit of that with us this morning.
No, my pleasure, Mark. Thank you very much.
There he is from the University of Adelaide, Professor Roger Baird, with some very exciting news and hopefully, fingers crossed, save a lot more lives when it comes to SIDS. And to NURFM, good morning.